and welcome to Adjust Your Shorts. I'm Ray Stone, and this is the news, or at least my version of Google's version of ABC, CBC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, BBC, CNN, CNN, anyone listening? We got to dive right into it. I got to keep it short today. I've got my Chinese delivery coming. It's about time. Turns out it did not cost me any extra money. So, I guess tariffs aren't real. So that's hashtag tariffs aren't real, everybody. Keep it in mind. Today is April 29th, 2025. It is almost May. It is almost time to go scuba diving. We're going to go ahead and start with the briefing. My today's briefing says, here's what I need to know. It is 61 degrees in Cave Creek at the beginning of May, end of April, which is nice and chilly. Global warning, guys, it's everywhere. The briefing shows White House blasts Amazon over a tariff cost report. Apparently what Amazon, we'll get into it in a second. We'll just read some of the headlines. White House blasts hostile Amazon, blah, blah, blah. Mark Carney wins in Canada. That's the Liberals. Some orthopedic shoe store in Scottsdale closing. Okay, guess we need to know that. There's a MIM, a music instrument museum in, Experience Cuba at the MIM. I thought it was Experience Cuba MIM, as in the MIM. You know what? The briefing, maybe we just don't need to do that. We'll just jump right fucking into it. First up, White House blasts Amazon over tariff cost report. What Amazon is planning on doing is putting the price of the product and then the price of the tariff right next to it. I mean, that's they're calling it hostile. I think it's pretty funny. And, you know, if the whole point is that they're trying to be transparent and tell us everything, then, I mean, I think I would do that. I'd be like, all right, well, this is what you're doing. And then I saw something that UPS is looking to fire 20,000 employees because they're guessing that the Amazon deliveries are going to go down. But I just thought that was hilarious that that Amazon is going to go ahead and start putting the how much it costs and then how much the tariff also is going to add on to the price. And that'll slow shit down. I think that's a smart move. All right, moving into the AP, or Reuters. Carney aims for global leadership role against Trump after Canada election win. Carney is the Liberal Party over in Canada, and I'm surprised, I guess, that he won. It seemed like the Repubs over there, they were going to stay conservative, but I guess they're not. So there you go. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney completed a comeback victory for the governing Liberals in Monday election, positioning himself for global role as champion of the multilateralism against United States President Donald Trump, more protectionist policies. Trump's more protectionist policies. First person to lead two G7 central banks has experience to earn immediate international credibility, experts say. Carney's words, tough words for Trump during the campaign, have been closely watched in other parts of the world. Great. Another lifelong politician, leader guy is now in control. Maybe Canada will benefit from his involvement. Maybe they won't. We really never know until the tail hits the tape. Spain and Portugal focus on cause of huge blackout with power almost fully restored. What I read is they're calling it a potential induced vibration. So I guess when the wind whips up and shakes the power lines, it can actually disrupt the flow of electricity. A lot of people don't know electricity does flow. It actually acts kind of like water. So when you, because it's a vibrating substance, I guess you can vibrate it right off the lines. But there was a big power out and they're getting it back on. Okay, moving into the NPR. More give Trump an F than any other grade for the first 100 days in office, a poll finds. Looks like they've checked to see the pulse of what Americans think of the great orange man. He's so less orange now. He's way more white than before. Make Trump white again. That's what I say. Twice as many people said President Trump deserved a grade of F rather than an A. What? So, I mean, there has to be like an in-between, right? It wasn't like pass or fail everything in high school. But, well, you know, this is the world we live in. 45% said Trump deserves a failing mark compared to 23% who would pass him with flying colors, which leaves a lot on the table because 45 and 23 does not equal 100%. Okay, moving on. Smashing Machine trailer. Dwayne Johnson is unrecognizable as UFC legend Mark Kerr in Benny Safdie's biopic from A24. I guess that's, I mean, I can see his face, I can see his cheekbone, but that really doesn't, oh, and you can see his mouth too, but that's either a great shot where it doesn't look like The Rock, or they've altered him maybe with some CGI. I don't even know what you do to make him look like that, but that doesn't look like The Rock. Moving into The Guardian. Mob of Orthodox Jewish men chases woman after protest at Brooklyn synagogue. okay, I didn't read this in advance. I just saw the headline and it made me laugh so hard. I could just imagine a bunch of Orthodox Jews with their caps and tassels and robes and boxes on their foreheads and arms and taped up and all that stuff, chasing a woman down the street because she broke into their synagogue. Don't you know women aren't supposed to go in there? Let's read this one together. A Brooklyn woman said she feared for her life as she was chased, kicked, spit at, and pelted with objects by a mob of Orthodox Jewish men who mistook her as a participant in a protest against Israel's far-right security minister. The assault, recorded by a bystander, unfolded on Thursday near the global headquarters of the Chabad Lubavitch movement in Crown Heights, where an appearance by Itamar Ben-Gvir set off clashes between pro-Palestinian activists and members of the neighborhood's large Orthodox Jewish community. The woman, a neighborhood resident in her 30s, told the Associated Press she learned of the protest after hearing police helicopters over her apartment. She walked to investigate around 10:30, but by then the protests had mostly dispersed. Not wanting to be filmed, she covered her face with a scarf. As soon as I pulled up my scarf, a group of 100 men came over immediately and encircled me, the woman said, who spoke. Wait, so was this just a woman who went to see what the kerfuffle was and then the Jews attacked, like mobbed her? They were shouting at me, threatening to rape me, chanting death to Arabs. Oh, because she covered her face. This sounds like a case of mistaken identity. Although, why was she carrying something to cover her face? Okay. Sounds suspect. Oh, this was crazy. U.S. fighter jet rolls off an aircraft carrier as a ship reportedly swerves to outmaneuver Houthi fire. The Harry H.S.S. Truman aircraft carrier has been under fire by the Houthis and has been firing back. And it looks like they lost an F-A-18 Superfighter Hornet jet, which is worth something like $67 million or something like that. Apparently, the jet was in route from the hangar bay to the deck to be put into use for employment and or deployment, whatever you call that. Is it employment or deployment? It's the same thing. And while they were in transit, the dang thing fell overboard because the aircraft carrier had to swerve to avoid a Houthi attack. And it is wild to see a much smaller entity attacking a United States aircraft carrier. They really obviously mean business. I guess we'll see what the other end of that stick looks like, huh? BBC, how much has Elon Musk's Doge cut from government spending? Now, this is an interesting block. I'm not sure if you're aware, but I'm a fan of Musk. I like the idea of looking into what the fuck we're spending money on and getting rid of a shit ton of it if we can. The goal was to get rid of $2 trillion. Here's the breakdown on the chart. According to this chart, the pledge was $2 trillion. The revised pledge was to get it down to $1 trillion. We all saw that. That was something that Musk was saying a bunch. Actual current estimated savings, $160 billion, which is 0.16 of $1 trillion, so roughly 16% of what their goal was. Itemized savings, I don't know what that means, $61 billion. Savings with receipt attached is actual savings where they're showing the receipt, which is something that Musk had been saying all the time, is you can see the receipts, and the receipts looks like actually $32 billion. So less than $50 billion, way less than $100 billion, which is one-tenth of a trillion. So way less than $1 trillion, way less than $2 trillion. So we'll see exactly what that whole thing was about. I have a feeling that I think I know, so I went ahead and Googled it, what's going on with the deep sea mining, because I think that's what's happening behind the scenes. I think we're looking at this, but meanwhile they're doing this over here, and this is how it always goes. We're all concentrating on this bullshit while they right now are, as of today, 17 hours ago and 11 hours ago, TMC submits mining applications. Deep sea mining under U.S. law, they want to do it under the high seas, they said. Now, high seas, I thought, was stormy conditions. The danger here, of course, is churning up the seafloor, the seabed, and potentially, I mean, just wreaking havoc on not only the seafloor, but also probably dumping caustic chemicals and releasing heavy metals into the ocean. Things that are trapped under the ocean floor will now be floating around in our waters, which I think is insane and dangerous, and I think that's the thing. It has been illegal for a long time. It has been internationally decried as a heinous and dangerous act. And in the last couple of years, I started noticing this on my feeds like 6 months ago, that there are applications being put out in order to begin the deep. So far it is still prohibited, but applications are going in, which means they're gearing up to do it. And I think it is the dumbest fucking idea. But you know what? Who cares, right? I mean, it's just Earth. You know, it's just the oceans. And last but not least, Russia, U.S. discuss Ukraine peace talks amid dueling drone strikes. Now, I saw the other day that, in memorial of World War II, V-Day, Putin had suggested taking a week off from striking each other, but said, of course, that if Ukraine attacks, they will retaliate. So let's just check into this. London, U.S. and Russian officials continued Ukraine peace discussions on Monday as the Kremlin announced a three-day ceasefire during May's Victory Day celebrations. And as Kyiv cited, continued Russian missile and drone attacks as evidence that Moscow has no genuine interest in peace. But were they also attacking? I mean, if you're not actually there and you don't actually have your feet on the ground, it is very difficult to say what is actually happening. What I do think I see happening is the United States is backing off. The United States is saying we should draw the lines around, new lines around currently occupied, Russian-occupied Ukrainian territories, and let them keep it, which I think is probably what's going to happen. Nobody wants to stand up to Russia for whatever reason. It's crazy to me, though. It's like everyone says what they're doing is wrong. We have tons of means by which to eliminate this activity, but we don't do it. I think humans are built to have war. It's in our nature. All right, in the good news, let's do this. In this day in history, April 29th, 4 years ago, the world's longest pedestrian footbridge opened for public use in recreation. Okay, wow. After 50 years, trout population is restored to historic numbers in one of its largest U.S. lakes. I'm not a fisherman. I don't care which lake, but I like that. Pee from runners at the London Marathon is going to be turned into fertilizer for wheat. Okay. This was the coolest one that I saw. LSD, which is acid. LSD tweaked to harness therapeutic power for mental health without the hallucinogenic effects. If you don't think that we knew how to do this a long time ago, you're crazy. I really hope that they put this thing to use. Okay, child born with heart outside chest becomes a solitary survivor thanks to surgical procedure invented just for her. Holy shit. Okay, NASA's Lucy mission provides humanity's first picture of peanut-shaped giant asteroid. Did it have a top hat and a monocle? What was it? Did I hear recently there isn't a monocle? Everybody takes the Mr. Peanut. I thought he had the monocle, but I guess maybe he has two. I'm not sure. 90-year-old who has saved over 10,000 animals at sanctuary has no plans to retire. Bah, that's cute. And bride skis down the aisle in her wedding dress to get married at 8,000 feet. I love it. Okay, guys, well, that has been the news. I've got to go catch this Chinese shipment incoming before it tries to just shake its way off of my driveway. And that's it for today. Check back in on Thursday. We'll see. You can adjust your shorts back down to their normal level. Consider yourselves kicked in the dick. I'm Ray. This is the news. Bye.